For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. All the sounds of Earth. We Earthlings listen to them all the time. A baby cries, a bus rolls by, the wind keens and rains fall. These sounds and many more are included on NASA's Golden Record, a compendium of sounds of our planet that traveled out into space with the twin Voyager 1 and 2 missions in 1977. The phonograph disc itself was 12 inches and made from copper-plated gold. Previously, the tracks on the album were available as individual clips. NASA released them as an entire recording available to listen to on streaming music service SoundCloud. You can pretend you're an alien way out somewhere in the universe, encountering a Voyager spacecraft and listening to an audio introduction to what Earth was like in 1977. You'll hear crickets, footsteps, Morse code, laughter, fire, a barking dog, and an elephant. The sounds on the record were chosen by a committee headed up by famed astronomer-astrophysicist Carl Sagan. As NASA notes, it was intended to communicate a story of our world to extraterrestrials. The Golden Record was created before the age of the Internet. Would a new Golden Record today skip the sounds of a horse and cart and instead include a cell phone ringing or the clicking of a computer keyboard? To listen to the entire Golden Record, visit darkmatternews.com.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, call the debt helpline today.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late fees and significantly reduce the amount of debt that you owe.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
If you have an income and you want to get out of debt faster than you ever will on your own, call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis that I promise will change your life. 800-648-9176. 800-648-9176. Call now. 800-648-9176. 9176.
A video shot in Japan's port city of Osaka has been making the rounds online, displaying a swarm of white spherical objects of unknown origin flying across the sky. The low-quality footage has triggered speculations over extraterrestrial life and UFOs. The 2-minute clip shows the mysterious round objects moving quickly in the sky while following a dance-like pattern. The footage, which has been reposted a few times from a Japanese YouTube channel, left many viewers puzzled as to what the flying anomalies may be, and also spurred several conspiracy theories. Some reports point out that the Japanese UFO sighting closely resembled the white lights witnessed in June over Hyde Park in London, UK. Find out more at artbell.com. An Ebola vaccine developed by the Public Health Agency of Canada and tested in Guinea has turned out to be almost 100% effective. This news comes from the World Health Organization coming Friday, citing the British medical journal The Lancet. The researchers used the newly developed Ebola shot in so-called ring vaccination, the method that helped eradicate smallpox in the past. It is based on vaccination of all people who came into contact with an infected person, creating a so-called protective ring that prevents the disease from spreading. About 4,000 of those involved were assigned to immediate vaccination after confirmation of the contact with an infected person, and about 3,000 others to delayed vaccination 21 days after the contact. Pregnant and breastfeeding women were excluded from the test. In the period between April 1st and July 20th, more than 3,500 people were vaccinated. As a result, no patient got sick with Ebola after immediate vaccination, whereas 16 people got sick among those who got delayed vaccination. In other words, current findings show near 100% efficiency of the vaccine. The latest Ebola outbreak started in early 2014 and embraced primarily three West African countries, Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea. Up to July 26, there were 27,784 registered cases and 11,294 people died from the virus. So the good news, it looks like our neighbors to the north have developed a possible cure. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.